long ago, I was invited to speak to the leadership of another Chinese church.
不久之前，我被一个华人教会邀请去跟他们的领导人说话。
This Chinese church is located in another part of the United States.
这个华人教会是在美国的另一个州。
The reason why they invited me is because they had some problems in this church.
他们为什么邀请我呢？是因为他们遇到了一些问题。
I'm not going to share all the details.
我不想给大家分享那个详细的问题。
But it relates to an employment decision about a pastor.
但是那个问题是关于是否聘请一个牧师的。
And it split the leadership and some of the members.
他对这个领导人和会众之间造成了一个分裂的情况。
So this church invited me to speak to their pastoral staff and their board.
所以这个教会就邀请我对他们的领导人、教牧和同工讲话。
And so I met with them on a Saturday, to talk about unity and reconciliation.
所以我周六的时候就跟他们开了个会，就跟他们谈谈合一和和谐的问题。
But they also invited me to speak on their Sunday worship as well.
他们也邀请我在周日的崇拜的时候讲道。
So I remember the person that I was staying with was driving to the church.
就接待我的那个人，我就坐他的车一块儿去了那个教会。
And this Chinese church is a suburban church, so they had a large parking lot.
这个教会是在郊区的，所以他们有一个很大的停车场。But
as we were going into the parking lot, I saw a police car at the entrance.
当我进入这个停车场的时候，我就看见有一个警车在那儿。And
I was thinking to myself, oh, they must have a lot of people coming to the church because they need police to control the traffic.
当时我就想，他们可能会有很多人进入这个教会，所以要警车来维持交通。
But the person that was driving me told me, oh, normally we don't have police here.
但是带我去的那个人跟我说，其实平常我们不会叫警车来的。
But because of this dispute within the church, they were afraid.
但是因为最近在教会有这种纠纷，所以他们开始害怕了。
They were afraid that these members who were disgruntled, who were against the leadership would come and disrupt things in the church.
他们担心呢，就是那些不满的会众会做出一些对这个聚会做出一些破坏。
Now I've heard of many disputes in Chinese churches and even American churches.
我听过很多在教会里的纠纷，无论是华人教会或美国教会。
But this is the first time I heard that it required the police to come in.
但是这是头一回，我听说他们需要警方来介入，来帮助维持秩序。And
I reflected on how sad that was.
我就通过这件事，我就觉得是非常痛心的一件事。That
this is a church where people say they love the Lord.
这是一个教会，那里的会众说他们爱神。And
Jesus taught us to love each other.
耶稣也教导我们要彼此相爱。He
taught us to forgive each other.
他教导我们要宽恕别人。And
here they were coming together to worship God.
在那儿，在这儿，他们聚在一起，一起来崇拜神。But
they needed to call the police to prevent some potential problem.
但是他们竟然要叫警察去防止一些不好的事情发生。Now
this is not the first time there have been problems in the church.
这个不是教会里第一次发生问题。
In fact, we should also recognize that there will always be problems within the church.
但我们也其实要去知道有一件事是教会一直会发生问题。Because
where there are people, there will be problems.
因为有人的地方就会有问题。We
are all imperfect people.
因为我们都是不完美的人。We
are all sinners before God.
在神的面前我们都是罪人。And
so we have imperfect pastors.
我们有一个不完美的牧师,
you have imperfect board members,
你有不完美的执事会,
you have imperfect members,
你有不完美的会众,
And so there will always be problems within the church.
所以在教会里一直都会有问题的。
But the question is, how do you deal with those problems?
这个问题就是我们如何去面对这些问题和处理这些问题。
Our church here was started in 1961.
我们这个教会是在1961年开始的。
It started with just 18 people.
当创始的时候我们只有18个人。
They all worshipped in one language, Cantonese.
他们当时敬拜的语言就是广东话，只有一个语言。
They had one service.
他们有一个崇拜。
They had one location.
只有一个聚会的地方。
Now, when I came to the church was already 150 people.
当我来到这个教会的时候，教会已经增长到150人了。
And I remember thinking to myself, oh, we only grew to be a big church.
我当时就想我们会逐渐的增加，会变成一个很大的教会。
Then we won't have any more problems.
那到时候我们也不会有什么问题。
We would have lots of money.
我们会有很多的钱。
We'd have a lot of helpers.
我们有很多的人来帮助我们
and everything would be just great.
所有的事情都会很好的。
But as the church slowly grew, I realized something.
当教会慢慢的增长的时候，我就发现了一些问题。
The more people you have, the more problems you have.
当人越多的时候，问题也会越多。
And sometimes the problems are even bigger.
有时候问题会变得很大。
Now our church has a thousand 100 adults.
在今天我们这个教会有1100个成年人。
We not only have Cantonese, we have English and Mandarin.
我们有三种语言，广东话、英语和普通话。
We have not just one service, but 7 services.
我们不只有一个崇拜，我们是有七个崇拜。
And they meet at 3 different locations.
而且我们在三个不同的地方聚会。
And so all of this creates more and more problems in areas where people can disagree.
所以这些增长也会带来更多的问题。
So this morning I want to look at the first church problem.
今天我们一块来看第一个教会所面对的问题。
I want to use it like a case study.
我们来用一个像个案分析的这个形式来看这个问题。
That we can see what did the leadership do when they had problems.
我们看看当时的领导人当他们遇到问题的时候他们是怎么做的。
How did they solve the problems that they had?
他们怎么去处理这些问题呢?
And what can we learn from it?
那我们从中又能学到些什么呢?
And so in my outline I have 4 points.
在我的大纲里有四点。
The first is looking at the problem.
第一点我们来看看到底是什么问题。
And this is in verse 1.
在第一节里有这个问题。
It says, Now in those days when the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint by the Hellenists arose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution.
那时门徒增多，有说希利尼话的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
Now this is very early in the church.
这个是很早期的教会。
All the Christians were centered in Jerusalem.
所有的基督徒都聚集在耶路撒冷。
But the church was growing in number.
但是会众是日益增加的。
And in the early days, the apostles and the other leaders could care for everyone pretty easily.
在早期的时候人少，那个使徒和一些的帮助者，他们很容易的就可以去照顾这些会众。
But at this point, there perhaps could be even 20,000 Christians at this point.
但是到了这个时候呢，他们已经增长到大概20,000人了。
And so problems came up.
所以呢，就出现了问题了。
And part of the problem is because there was diversity within this group of people.
其中一个问题就是在这一群人里有多元化的情况。
From the outside, they would say, "Oh, they're all Jewish people."
在旁观者外来者来看呢，他们都是犹太人。
But there were at least 2 types of Jewish people in this church.
但是其实有两种犹太人在这个教会里。
The first would be the Hebrews.
第一种就是说希伯来语的犹太人。
These are the people that spoke Hebrew.
他们说希伯来语。
They were born and raised in Israel.
他们是生活出生和生长在以色列。
And so they knew all the customs and they understood, they were engrossed in the culture of that area.
所以他们对当地的文化和传统都非常的了解。
But there was also a second group of Jewish people.
但是也有另一群的基督徒，另一群的希伯来人。
These were the Hellenists.
这些就是说希利尼化的犹太人。
These are the Jewish people that spoke primarily Greek.
这些就是他们都是说希腊化的犹太人。
They were probably born and raised outside of Israel.
他们应该是出生在别的地方和生长在别的地方。
They may have been raised in Asia Minor or Greece or Italy.
他们可能是出生在小亚细亚、希腊或者意大利。
And when they became Christians, they brought their language and culture into the church.
当他们成为基督徒后，他们就把他们的文化带进了教会。
And so with these two types of Jewish people, there could be problems.
就是这两种犹太人相遇的话，他们会有一些问题。
They couldn't communicate with each other very well because they used different languages.
他们彼此沟通会有问题，因为他们用的语言是不一样的。
They had different cultures.
他们有不同的文化。
Different styles of doing things.
他们做事的方法也不一样。
Different values.
他们的价值观也不一样。
And so here they were had a dispute about the distribution of food.
现在呢，他们就对于这个食物的分配方面有一个纠纷。
So apparently they were helping some of the widows who could not afford to have enough food.
问题是他们在帮助一些不能维持自己生活去有足够食物的寡妇们。
And so the Hellenists, the Greek-speaking Jews, felt their widows were being discriminated against.
那些说希利尼话的人就觉得他们的寡妇们受到了不公平的对待。
They did not feel their people were being treated equally.
他觉得他们的寡妇们没有得到平等的待遇。
Now, whether this complaint is real or not, we don't know.
这个投诉到底是不是真的呢？我们不知道。
But certainly this is the perception of those people.
但是这个就是他们当时那些说希利尼话犹太人的一种感觉。
And this complaint about food distribution potentially could have split the church at least into two.
因为这个食物上的纠纷，就有可能把教会一分为二。
And I think you can see a lot of the similarities to Chinese churches.
大家可以看见这个情况跟我们现在的华人教会也有很多相似的地方。
The Hebrew-speaking Jews, they're sort of like the Chinese-speaking people.
这些说希伯来语的犹太人就好像我们说中文的这些中国人一样。
They had a much more traditional upbringing.
他们的生长环境是很传统的。
But they sometimes they would have children.
他们有孩子。
And these children would be raised in a more Americanized style.
当他们来到美国后，这些孩子是用美国的教育方式来生长的。
These children would not speak Chinese, but speak English as their primary language.
这些孩子们有可能不会说中文，英语就成为了他们主要的语言。
And so there could be a lot of suspicions and lack of trust between the two groups.
所以这两组人说中文的和说英语的华人之间就很彼此不信任或者有一些问题。
Their different ways of thinking, different ways of doing things sometimes could clash.
他们做事的不同方法和想事情的不同的方法就会造成了一个冲突的情况。
For instance, in our church, there had been some disputes about worship style.
在我们的教会里就可能对于崇拜的方式上就有一个纠纷。
I would probably say the worship service in this service is traditional.
我可以说我们国语堂的这个崇拜方式是非常传统的。
they sing from the hymn book.
我们从这个诗歌本里唱歌。
They would use piano or sometimes organ.
我们有时候用钢琴，有时候用风琴来伴奏。
And in our Cantonese service, they would have choir.
在广东堂的崇拜里，可能会有合唱团。
But the English speaking are younger.
在英文堂的这些会众，他们可能是比较年轻。
They're more Americanized.
他们比较美国化。
And so they want faster music.
他们喜欢节奏比较强的音乐。
They want louder music.
他们喜欢音量比较大的音乐。
They want guitar.
他们喜欢用吉他。
They want drums.
他们喜欢用鼓。
And so those two styles can clash.
这两种崇拜的方式可能就彼此的会有冲突。
And so in the early church, the problem had to do with the distribution of food.
在早期的教会，问题就出现在食物分配的这个情况。
Let me also mention one other thing.
我想再提一件事。
Question is, how did this complaint surface to the leadership?
问题是，这些投诉怎么传达到领导的阶层呢？
Was it done in the right way?
是不是通过正确的途径传到上层的呢？
The biblical text doesn't tell us.
这个圣经里没有告诉我们。
But I would say in many Chinese churches, they do it in the wrong way.
我可以说在华人教会里我们做的方法是不正确的。
See, in Chinese culture, we are afraid to confront people.
在中国的文化里我们不喜欢跟人家发生冲突。
And so if we have a complaint, we don't talk directly to the leaders.
当我们有不满的时候我们不会直接跟领导人说话。
We talk to other people.
我们跟别人说话。
We talk to our friends.
我们跟我们的朋友聊。
We'll talk to the pastor's wife.
我们或者跟牧师的太太聊。
We'll do everything but talk to the people who are in charge.
我们可能跟所有的人都说，就是不跟这个负责的人说。
Or another way that people do it is they write anonymous notes.
或者另一个方法呢，就是写一些匿名的信。
They will write down all their complaints.
他们会把所有不满的事情都写出来。
And they send it to the leaders.
他们把这个信发到领导阶层。
But they don't sign their name.
但是他们不说是谁写的。
And that goes against what Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15.
但是这个不符合耶稣在马太福音十八章十五节的教导。
That if your brother sins against you,
若你的弟兄得罪你,
go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
你就去趁着只有你和他的在一处的时候指出他的错来。
So Jesus is saying, if you have a complaint, talk to the people directly.
耶稣教导我们，如果你有不满的话，直接跟那个人对话。
The people that can do something about it.
那个人可以做一些事情来改善这个问题。
And certainly you should do it in a respectful manner.
当然你跟他说的时候你要比较恭敬的。
But don't do a whispering campaign.
但是不要在背后议论。
Or write anonymous notes.
或者写一些匿名的信。
So in this early church, this complaint somehow surfaced to the leaders.
在这个早期的教会，这个不满的情况就不知道怎么样的就传到领导阶层了。
And at this point, the leaders are the apostles.
在这个当时的情况，领导阶层是那些使徒。
They called them the 12.
那个十二个使徒。
And Judas was replaced by Matthias.
犹大是被马提亚取代了。
So these are the people that made the decisions.
这十二个使徒就是当时做决定的、做抉择的这个领导阶层。
And so verses 2-4 tells us the plan of addressing the problem.
第二节到第四节就告诉我们使徒是怎么去处理、怎么计划处理这个问题。
Now there were various options for the apostles.
其实使徒当时有其他的很多的选择。
In terms of dealing with the problem that has been surfaced,
对于处理这个问题，他们有不同的选择。
Number one, they could have ignored it.
第一，就是他们可能忽略这个问题。
They could have said, "Oh, you Greek-speaking Jews, you're just too sensitive."
他们可以说啊，你们这些说希腊话的犹太人，你们太敏感了。
You're just imagining these problems.
你们是想象出来的这个问题。
There's really no problem.
其实并没有问题。
Or they could have forced the Greek-speaking Jews out of the church.
或者他们可以把这些提出投诉的说希腊话的犹太人赶出这个教会。
They could have said, you know, you Jewish, Greek-speaking Jews, you guys are complaining too much.
他们可以说，你们这些说希腊话的犹太人，你们太多投诉了。
You're stirring up trouble.
你们搞出了很多问题。
So you should just get out of the church.
你们应该离开这个教会。
But they did, instead of these things, the apostles addressed the problem.
但是使徒当时的做法就是没有做头两个，没有做出头两个选择，而是去面对这个问题。
The leaders try to resolve the problem.
这些领导人他们尝试去解决这个问题。
So I'm sure that the apostles studied the problem.
我肯定的是他们当时肯定是研究了这个问题。
They had meetings perhaps. They had prayer meetings.
他们可能有祷告会，有一些的会议去讨论。
And after they studied it and prayed about it, they gathered all the people to share their plan.
当他们开过会讨论过以后，他们把所有的人聚在一起来告诉他们他们计划会怎么做。
In the beginning, they state their priorities.
第一就是他们列出了他们的优先次序。
They say it would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word in order to wait on tables.
他们就说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食是不合宜的。
See, one of the solutions could have been, oh, there's this dispute between two parts of our church.
第一，有一个解决的方法就是他们可以去来处理这个问题。
They think that food is not being distributed fairly.
会众觉得这个分配食物不公平。
And so one solution could have been for the apostles to say, okay, we're going to be in charge. We're going to take over and we're going to make sure everyone gets the equal amount of food.
其中一个解决的方法就是这些使徒亲自的去监管这个食物分配的情况。
Now that sounds like a good solution, doesn't it?
这个其实听起来是一个挺好的办法。
It shows that the leadership really cares.
可以表现到这个领导人真的很关心这个食物分配的问题。
And it says that we're personally going to take charge to make sure everything is done the right way.
使徒可以说我们要亲自的来监管这个问题，确保这个分配是公平的。
But the apostles recognize that God did not call them to leadership to distribute food.
但是这些使徒发现神呼召他们不是去叫他们分配食物的。
Instead, they said, our priority is the ministry of the word and prayer.
但是他们发现神的呼召是让他们去教导神的话和去祷告。
They recognized that they only had limited time.
他们知道他们的时间是有限的。
The leaders could not do everything.
领导人不能做所有的事情。
And so they needed to do the most important things.
他们需要做最重要的事情。
And the word of God is the most important thing.
神的话语就是最重要的事情。
And prayer also.
和祷告也是最重要的。
And mentions that in verse 4.
在第四节里已经提过了。
And so instead of them personally distributing the food, they said, let us delegate this to other people.
他们没有选择去亲自的去分配食物，但是他们选择去组成一个像委员会一样的，就把这个任务分派了给别人。
Let us delegate the task of distributing the food fairly to people who would be able to oversee this matter.
他们决定要委任一些人去分派这些食物。
But what are the qualifications?
但是这些人要需要什么资历呢？
Well, if it was our church, we would probably say, let's find some people in the restaurant business.
如果在现在这个教会，我们这个教会，我们说，那要不找一个在餐馆工作的人来处理这个事情。
Because they're experts with food.
因为他们是处理食物的专家。
Let's find someone with business experience.
或者再找一些有商业经历的人来处理这个事情。
This is a management qualification.
因为他们有管理的这个经验。
But notice what it says.
但是大家注意这个经文里怎么说。
In verse 3, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, and we will turn this responsibility over to them.
第三节里说，所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
So they did not focus on their business experience.
所以这个他们专注的不是看这些人有没有管理的经验，
or even their spiritual gifts.
或者有没有圣灵的恩赐。
Rather, they focus on their character.
但是他们注重的是这些人的性格特质。
They wanted people to be full of the Holy Spirit.
他们需要这些人是被圣灵所充满的。
That is people who are controlled and led by the Holy Spirit.
这些人是被圣灵所控制，而且被圣灵所引导的。
People who display the fruit of the Spirit.
这些人需要让你看到他身上有圣灵的果子。
And these are the people that they want to be in charge.
这些就是他们所想要的人了。
And so in this early church, they did not just choose business people to run to oversee the distribution of the food.
所以在这个早期的教会，他们没有去找一些有商业经历的人去管理这个食物分配的情况。
Rather, they focused on people who had shown spiritual character.
但是他们专注的就是找一些人，是那些人是被圣灵所充满的。
And so also, they said that these are people who are full of wisdom.
而且他们需要的人，需要那些人是蛮有智慧的。
That is, these people are wise in their use or application of the Word of God.
这些人是要很有智慧的去运用神的真理，运用到生活的每个方面。
That is, these people might know a lot about the Word of God.
这些人当然知道很多圣经的话语。
But they also know how to apply it into everyday life.
但是他们也知道如何的去运用这些话在生活上。
In other words, these are not people who just had a lot of head knowledge about the Bible.
这些人不是对圣经是滚瓜烂熟的。
But these are people who know how to apply it into everyday life.
这些人是知道这些话语，而且知道怎么去运用的。
And so, we also need to be wise in how we delegate ministries to other people.
当我们委任人去做事的时候，我们也要有智慧。
Certainly, we need people who have administrative gifts.
当然，我们需要有一些人有行政的恩赐。
But more importantly, is character.
但是更重要的是他的性格特质。
That we need spiritually qualified people even for the distribution of food.
我们需要一些在灵里有资历的人去分派食物。
Verse 5 and 6 show how they carried out this plan.
第五、第六节就告诉了我们他们怎么去实行这个计划。
And I call this the performance.
我叫它是一个成绩表。
It says this proposal pleased the whole group.
那里说大家都喜悦这话。
That is, this plan that the apostles proposed was adopted by all the people.
这里就证明了使徒所选的计划是被大家认同了。
And in other words, it wasn't just a top-down decision and people didn't like it, but they had to do it.
这个证明了他们的计划不是一个从上而下的命令式的计划，他们不喜欢也得遵
守。But even as apostles, even though they could have told everybody what to do, they got everyone to agree.
当时的使徒是告诉了所有人他们的计划，而且达到了一个共识。
And that's how I try to run our church.
这是我运行管理这个教会的方法。
I don't just sit in my office and just give out orders to people.
我不是只坐在我的办公室而去发出一些命令。
Yes, I may have a plan.
我有一个计划。
But I want people to buy into that plan, support that plan.
我也希望每一个阶层的会众都去支持这个计划。
And sometimes that involves a lot of different meetings and talking to people.
所以要实行这个的话，就有时候要见很多人，开很多的会。
And so we need to do the same in our church.
我们也要同样的在教会里
这样做。As they did in the first century church.
去效法这个第一世纪的教会。
To get general agreement from everyone as we move forward.
我们要在一件事上达到了共识，才能去再往前进行。
And so they went and chose 7 men for this job.
所以他们当时呢就选了7个人。
And these are names that many of us cannot pronounce.
这些人的名字我们可能大家都不会念。
But I can tell you that those 7 names are Greek names.
但是我可以告诉你们，这七个名字都是希腊人的名字。
Now you know how in our culture we have Chinese name and we have English names.
在我们的文化里，我们可能有中文名字，有英文名字。
We hear they mention 7 Greek names.
在这里，他们就说出了七个希腊人的名字。
And so they were people who were probably Greek-speaking Jews.
这些人很可能就是那些说希腊话的犹太人。
You remember the complaint came from the Greek-speaking Jews.
大家记得那个问题是从说希腊话的人希腊话的犹太人里发生的。
And on the 7-member committee, they put all Greek-speaking Jews on it.
在这个委员会，他们就把七个说希腊话的犹太人放在那里。
See, in other churches, they'd probably say, well, we should do it 50-50.
在其他的教会，他们可能说，我们应该50%-50%这么来。
We want to make sure that everybody is represented.
他们应该说，我们要确保每一个族群都有一个代表在里边。
Maybe they said, well, the Greek-speaking Jews are the most affected by this.
但是他们可能觉得，说希腊话的犹太人是，在这件事上是最被受影响的。
And so we want to find people who will really be able to communicate with the Greek-speaking Jews.
所以他们想找一些人，他们可以直接跟那些说希腊话的犹太人去对话。
But of course they have to be spiritually qualified as well.
当然，他们也要在灵里是充满的。
And so it mentions some of the spiritual qualifications of some of these people.
他们在经文里也说了这些人在灵里的要求。
So in our church, when we have choose people for our board of elders or board of deacons, we don't do it by distribution from the different congregations.
在我们教会，当我们选执事会和长老会的委员的时候，我们也不是按照每个会堂的比例或者代表来选这些人。
We don't say, well, we need 7 people from the 7 congregations.
我们不会说我们需要七个人从七个不同的崇拜选出来。
We don't say, well, the 11 o'clock Cantonese service has more people, so we have to give them more.
我们也不会说因为粤语第三堂人多，我们要给他们多一些位置。
No, they appointed in this church. The early church, they appointed spiritually qualified people.
在这个早期的教会，这个教会，他们选的人都是被圣灵充满的。
And they entrusted this matter into their hands.
他们就选了这些人以后，就放心的把这件事交给了他们。
And in verse 7, we see the result.
在第七节，我们看见了这个事情的成效。
We see the product.
我们看见了成果。
It says the word of God spread as a result.
第七节，神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目增加的甚多。
The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly.
对，那个数目增加的甚多。
Now they just saw a food distribution problem.
他们只看见一个, 食物分配的问题,
but it had spiritual implications.
但是这个问题有属灵的,
because this complaint, this dispute, could have resulted in hurting the harmony of the church.
因为如果这个问题处理不好的话, 就会威胁教会的和谐。
When the church is working together, it allows for growth.
当我们教会和谐的话, 我们彼此都会有成长的。
When people treat each other with love, it shows the world that this love that we talk about is real.
当我们在会众里彼此相爱的时候, 我们会告诉这个世界, 其实神的爱是真的。
It's not just something that we sing about and talk about, it actually works.
不是我们只是在诗歌里唱, 在嘴里说, 其实这个爱是真的可以实行的。
But if our church is fighting with each other,
但是反过来看, 如果我们教会里大家都彼此的争斗,
it certainly distracts us from our main purpose in making disciples.
当然这个对我们, 训练门徒, 这个目的上是没有好的影响的。
And it shows to the world that maybe that doesn't work.
可能有些人就会质疑, 这个到底能不能行呢?
Our leadership that has decided a theme for our church for this year.
我们这个, 领导阶层今年在教会里定了一个主题。
And September is sort of like the beginning of the school year.
9月是开学的年度, 月份。
And so we thought, oh, it's a good time for us as a church to, you might say, start a new year of ministry.
这个也是对于我们教会来说, 可能是一个, 在一年中一个开始去, 去做一个新的主题。
And so our theme for this year is following Jesus together, celebrating our unity in diversity.
今年我们的主题就是, 我们一同跟随耶稣在多元化中享受合一。
You might say, well, why are we focused on unity?
你可能会问,为什么我们那么注重合一呢?
We haven't had to hire police to come and control things.
我们没有去叫警察来, 控制我们的秩序。
We're doing better than some other churches.
我们其实对, 相比其他教会, 我们做的已经很不错了。
I would say because unity is always a challenge for us.
我觉得呢, 合一对我们来教会来说一直都是一个挑战。
Because we have a lot of diversity within this church.
因为我们教会里多元化的情况真的很厉害。
Now someone walking by just say, oh, they're just Chinese people.
如果外边的人来看啊, 他们走经过就说这些都是中国人。
But we know that there are differences between English speaking and Cantonese speaking and Mandarin speaking.
但是我们 中间我们自己知道, 说英语的, 说广东话的, 说国语的, 这些中国人都是不一样的。
And even among Mandarin speaking, there are all these differences as well.
就算在国语堂里, 我们, 彼此当中也有很多不同的地方。
There are people who were born in mainland China.
有些人是从, 中国大陆, 出生的。
There are those who are from Taiwan.
有的, 人是从台湾出生的,
those are from Singapore.
有的是从, 在新加坡出生的,
now they all speak Mandarin.
他们都说普通话, 都说国语,
but they think differently.
但是他们想事情的方法是不一样的,
they do things differently.
他们做事的方法也不一样。
And so with such diversity in the church, unity is always going to be a challenge for us.
在这个这么多元化的教会里, 合一一直都是一个挑战。
There are going to be more disagreements and misunderstandings.
越多元化, 我们就会, 越有纠纷和, 越多的误会。
And as God sees that, oh, this is a big church, we're going to try to split it in half.
也不是, 这个神不会说, 你这个教会那么大, 我们就要把它分开。
Satan will try to use some issue to split the church and create a lot of anger and bitterness.
撒旦有时候会钻空子, 就用一些不好的经验, 或者事情来分, 来分裂这个教会。
So we need to be vigilant in terms of maintaining unity.
所以我们一定要坚守这个问题，一定要保持教会的合一。
Let me close with two practical applications.
我想结束的时候，我用两个实际的应用方法。
Number one, I urge you to pray for unity in our church.
第一点，我就是想希望大家为我们教会的合一来祷告。
Now, I hope many of you are praying for the church.
我希望大家现在已经有很多人在为教会祷告。
I hope you're praying for the leadership.
我希望大家已经在为我们领导人来祷告。
I hope you're praying for your teachers and leaders.
我希望你已经在为你的老师和领导人祷告。
I hope you're praying for the finances of our church.
我希望你也为我们教会的经济情况来祷告。
But when Jesus, before he went to the cross, prayed for the church, he prayed for one main thing.
在耶稣升天之前，他为教会祷告，他祷告了一件事。
You can see it in John chapter 17.
我们可以从约翰福音十七章里看出。
He prayed for unity for the church.
他为了教会的合一祷告。
And so we also need to continue to pray for unity within our church.
所以我们要继续的为教会的合一来祷告。
The second thing is that we need to be peacemakers.
第二件事，我就希望大家做一个和平的使者。
Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God."
耶稣在登山宝训，就是马太福音五章八节的时候说，使人和睦的人有福了，他必称为神的儿子。
That is one of my main jobs as senior pastor.
这也是我作为主任牧师的很重大的责任。
To be a peacemaker among people who may disagree.
我的责任就是做一个和平的大使，来化解这些纠纷。
But I cannot do it alone.
但是我不能以我个人之力来做这件事情。
I need a church filled with peacemakers.
我希望我们的教会是充满了和平的大使。
And so if someone complains about something,
如果有些人对某些事情不满,
instead of passing it on to other people, we say, why don't you go and talk to the leaders about this issue?
在他们在跟别人说这些事情之前，我们可以告诉他们，为什么你不向领导反映这个问题呢?
Are we people who just, are we peacemakers? Or are we troublemakers?
我们到底是和平的大使，还是这些搞事的分子呢？
So we need people who are praying.
我们需要人来祷告。
And we need people who are peacemakers.
我们需要人做和平的大使。
And with those two, we desire to have unity in the church to give glory to our God.
有这两个事情的话，我们就会享有合一，而且荣耀神。
Let us pray together.
我们一块儿祷告。
Father, you have led our church over 50 years.
亲爱的天父，你领导了我们教会五十年了。
It has grown from a small, simple church to a large, complex church.
这个教会从一个很小的教会增长到成为一个很大、很多元化的教会。
We know that Satan would love to just cause a lot of problems within our church.
我们知道撒旦会无时无刻的想找机会来在我们教会中制造问题。
He could use even a small thing like the distribution of food to become a big issue.
他可能会用很小的问题，就像食物分配这个问题来分裂教会。
And so we pray for unity for our church.
在这里我们为教会的合一来祷告。
Sometimes we do not communicate very well.
有些时候我们彼此沟通不太好。
Sometimes we do things in different ways.
有些时候我们做事情的方法是不一样的。
Help us to love one another.
帮助我们爱每一个人。
To be patient with one another.
让我们对每个人都有耐心。
To be able to communicate clearly.
让我们彼此沟通是很清楚的。
So that it doesn't become a divisive issue.
以致这个问题不会变成一个分裂的问题。
We pray for more peacemakers within our church.
我们也希望我们的教会里有更多的和平大使。
Not people who make the situation worse.
不是那些搞事的分子。
But people who desire to resolve those issues in a way that gives glory to you.
而那些人是希望荣耀你而去解决这些问题。
You blessed us to be part of one family.
求神祝福我们成为一个家庭。
Help us not to allow family disagreements and disputes to split our family.
让帮助我们不要让在家庭里发生纠纷。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.